Now, I might get, I don't like to cause trouble or anything like that, but I might just say a few things today that bothers people, and I hardly ever do that. But I'm lying. I do it all the time. It's kind of my forte. I like to be real, and you have to be real. There's no use sugarcoating, is there? Come on now. The truth's the truth from the Word of God, no matter what. Now, I know that you can give it a little easier sometimes, but sometimes we just need to hear some straight talk too. But go with me to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. And let's start in verse 1 here. It says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." Notice that. This is written out from Titus here to the Word of God, in the Word of God, and it says, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." Everybody needs sound doctrine. You don't need wishy-washy doctrine. Somebody's opinion doctrine. You need sound doctrine. He says, "You speak sound doctrine, that the aged men, the older men, be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded." Now, we're just going to bypass everything it just said about women and go straight to the men. Is that all right? You women good with that? I thought you might be. Here, we just move right on into the men because this is Daddy's Day. This is the day men kind of get to learn about themselves. But I like a couple of verses. In verse 2 in the Amplified, it says, "Urge the older men to be temperate, venerable," which means serious, "sensible, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in the love and in the steadfastness and patience of Christ." Verse 6, it says, "In a similar way, urge the younger men to be self-restrained and to behave prudently, taking life seriously." Now, I don't know if you all have noticed it, but it seems like we're in a trend now to... When I was growing up, you know, when you got 18, you were a man. See, you're looking at me funny. They're still taking men into the army, right, into the military at 18. So I'm going to say that 18 is still a good age for a male to become a man. And see, what the trend that I'm seeing is that the males now are still acting like they're 16 when they're in their 30s. I'm just trying to be real here, okay? We're seeing that kind of trend. Thank God for men that'll be men, because we need men to be real men. Come on now. We need that now, more than we have ever needed it, but we see a trend, especially with the attack on families, and especially on males, we're seeing this attack and the world downplaying the seriousness of the man and the male role, even in families. Right? Come on, a lot of sitcoms want to portray men as being idiots. Right? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a strong-willed woman. I'm married to one. Dynamite comes in small packages, I'm telling you. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, she's strong-willed, but she'll still submit her will to me, because I'm her husband, and she understands the role of the husband and the father in a household. And even as pastor, now, it don't hurt her one bit to look me in the face and say, "I believe you're wrong about this." Well, a good wife will do that. Right? But she always says this, You're the pastor. You have to hear from God. You're responsible for the decision. So you do what you feel like you need to do. And I thank God for her advice a lot of times. Have I been wrong before? I can't remember. I've been wrong a lot. Have I ever heard, "I told you so"? Yeah. You know, and sometimes I've heard, "You ought to listen to your wife every now and then." And it was true when she would say it. But still she recognized that I am the head of the household, just like all the rest of you ladies ought to recognize that your husband is the head of the household. If you're going to be biblical, that's what you have to do. Now, if you married one that don't know how to lead, that's your fault. I reminded of the woman went to the preacher and said, "I need you to pray for me. My husband's an idiot." And he looked at her and said, "Why did you marry an idiot?" See, you quit laughing then, didn't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we really do. We need men to be men, right? We need males in the leadership role. I'm not taking anything away from ladies, but we need males in the leadership role. That's the government that God set up. Come on, you might just give me an amen. I know it hurts in this liberal world that we're living in. It's not taking any importance away from you ladies. Understand that. See, we got real quiet again. When you marry the man, you too become one flesh, which makes you equal with them. Except the man is the head of the household. I'm getting a few. We're getting there. We need that. We need the leadership. We need the government. We need that kind of integrity, and we need that kind of standard. The last thing we need is men running around in dresses trying to be women. Come on now. We don't need a bunch of pansy men running around in flip-flops and short shorts with man buns. You get mad at me if you want to. What's the deal? What are you trying to be like? If you got a man bun, I'm sorry. Ain't no such thing. Buns was for old women. And it ain't cool. You might be cool to you, but... Do you want somebody like that in your government running it? If you can't make good decisions concerning your manhood, why in the world would I want you making decisions for me in something else? If you can't decide whether you're a man or a woman, why in the world should you be in government trying to make decisions for everybody else? Be a man. That's what God made you to be. Amen. See, I'm just talking about dads today. But I want you to understand that we need to talk about dads from a godly principle. And the folks you can get mad at me, but we need the male and the female in the family raising the children. That's what God meant for the family to be. Amen. And I know it's not popular right now. I understand that. The world's gone AWOL. But the truth is the truth. We need to make sure that we're staying biblical with what we believe. Now, it's okay. Listen, folks. You know, I preach against homosexuality and all this other junk all the time. Okay? But it's not. I'm not against the people. I love the people. Please understand that. A lot of them are really good people. They're just messed up in their way of thinking. I really believe there's a spirit behind it. And see, there's this agenda in this country to push things that way just because that's what they want, but that don't make it right. I just saw where Virgin Mobile is doing a $1 million campaign to push the LBG whatever QXYZ agenda. To make it, I mean, to push it. We just saw what happened with the Dodgers. Putting on, spending that money, putting on that big show for these Catholic priest transsexuals. So you're looking at me funny. But see what it is, it's this. I don't care what they do. It's their life to live. Their I'll tell them the truth. I would rather they didn't, but if that's what they choose to do, every one of us has a free will. But here's my problem. Do not try to tell me that it's right and it's okay and that I'm wrong and they're right. No! The Word of God is true. The Word of God is right, and that's the side I'm on. I'm not against the people. I'm against the acts. Because immorality is immorality. It's always been immorality. Read the Word of God from the Old Testament through the New. It's never said it was right, and it never will say that it's right. Because it's not right. So, when we start looking at men, we got to understand, manhood is important because men become fathers. And children very, very often imitate their fathers. They want to be like dad. A lot of times the young men, they want to be exactly like dad. They won't even go into the same work that dad went into. You see it happen a whole lot. So we need to know God established our families. The husband first, then the wife, then the children. Now, we even get that messed up a lot of times. Many divorces happen over children. Because one wants to do the children one way, one wants to do the children the other way, and one gets mad if you know, the mother a lot of times gets mad because dad chastises or whips the kids, tries to make them mind. And vice versa, all kinds of things like that. Listen, only the husband and the wife become one flesh. The child may come out of the mother's belly, but once they're separated, and then they should be. Some mamas need to just cut the apron strings. I know you love your kids and they'll always be your babies, but sooner or later you've got to let them grow up. That's why you still got them living in your house at 35. Because they've been your babies so long, you've took care of them long, paying their bills and all that stuff, and you've taught them no responsibility. He got real quiet. See, we need to hear truths. We need daddies that'll teach their children the right way and the right thing. I was taught at a very early age, once you get old enough to start working, you start working. Now that might have been mowing yards for folks. That might have been working in a cornfield. That might have been working in a tobacco field at the time. But you found something that you made some money yourself at. And then as you got older, you got jobs that paid more. I found out that if I wanted a car, I'm going to have to pay for insurance. If I'm going to pay for insurance, I've got to have money. If I'm going to have money, it wasn't coming from mom and dad. It was coming from the job I worked at. Oh, but Pastor, now the kids got to get an education. I agree 100%. You ought to get an education. And while you're getting that education, get you a job. Amen. Yeah, but now my kid just can't handle education and the job at the same time. What? What are they going to be educated in? I like what a lot of the kids are going into now. Social something. Yeah, it starts with social and then it's got a title. Social this, social that, social that, and that, and that. So you're looking at me funny. And what that means is they're going to have a degree and they ain't going to have a job that pays worth a quarter. Some of them would be a whole lot better if they went into some kind of trade school. some young men, if they're not going to go into a career in college that's going to pay some money, they're better off going to trade school, because right now they can go to trade school for 6 months, come out with a $100,000 a year job. Most likely, any degree they get from college, they're not going to get $100,000 at. But they're not telling you that. They want to educate you in college. I said they want to educate you and tell you there is no God. They want to educate you and tell you to be tolerant. They want to educate you. You see why they want you to go through the system? Because they want to try to debug you from what you know about God and put their own system of morals in you. So dads have to be there to keep the line straight. They have to be there to tell the kids. You know, you just have to look at things. Stephanie said I taught her some things, and I taught her some hard things. She and I both sat and cried at the same time as I was talking to her about things. But you have to see, kids don't know to look out in the long run. They just see right in front of them right now. And you have to, as a dad, you have to sit down and say, listen, what about in 10 years from now? Right? Come on now, you know, because your 18-year-old's liable to come to you and say, Dad, I'm in love. Son, you ain't even got a job. Yeah, but I want to marry her. Get you a job first so that you can support her before you even think about marrying her. See, here's the thing, church. We've bought into the world so much, and we've tried to live the life of the Joneses so long that most households, and I'm including all of us now, most households have to have the father and the mother working in order just to pay the bills if you're going to have any extra life past that. It's true. God instituted this thing to where the man ought to be taking care of the wife, supplying the finances, and the wife ought to be taking care of the kids. Because if mommy and daddy both work, who's taking care of the kids? Who's teaching your kids? So you're looking. I know mamaws and papaws, they do. And thank God for mamaws and papaws to be able to do some of it. But that's not the way the family was organized. Mommy, Mama and Papa ought to come in and just love on your babies and be the Mama and Papa and then leave. And it's up to you to teach them, not them. Man, it's quiet this morning. This is Father's Day. But I'm going to tell you, when we start talking about families and we start talking about the biblical way to have families, it gets quiet because most of us are out of order as far as the families go. It's just true. We've bought into the world system of raising a family. I mean, come on. You know, I would do a raise of hands, but I don't want to. How many parents still really whip their kids? We got a few. Grandmas will, you know. Some grandmas won't because, oh, that's my precious grandbaby. You know, I just saw a few hands. I'm going to give you some scripture in a few minutes so you'll feel better about it. But no, see, we bought into the world, and God forbid somebody got a kid that says, well, I'm going to call the agency on you if you whip me. Well, if you're able to, you might. Come on now, that's your kids. Let no government agency tell me how to raise my kid. Now, you know, if somebody's abusing a kid, they ought to be hung from the highest tree. But somebody's trying to raise their kids right, people just need to stay out of their business and let them raise their kids right. Quit telling them that they have to teach their kids to be tolerant and all that stuff. No, they need to teach their kids the Word of God and what the Word of God says about it. You listen, I'm getting ahead of myself. There's things that need to be taught. We'll kind of look at some of this, but, you know, when children come into a relationship, the husband now becomes the father. And that father needs to... Most males can father a child. they can provide the seed. But that there's more to being a father than that. You need to be a father to that child, not father the child. And it's sad to say a lot of that's not going on right now. Because we can't get our men to grow up long enough to even take care of their kids. They're all right with the sex, but when it comes to taking care of the kids, that's somebody else's responsibility. So you're looking at me funny. They don't want to get out and get a job and provide for their family. And they don't have to because we've got a welfare system that says that's all right. Every time you have a kid, we'll give you more money. Your Bible says if a man won't work and take care of his family, he's worse than an infidel and he is denied the faith. God didn't say depend on the government to take care of your family. He said you'll earn your bread by the sweat of your face. I know I'm not preaching popular right now. Everybody now been taught to get, you know, when they come step out of college, I ought to be getting at the top of the ladder. Only reason you be on top of the ladder when you step out of college is if they need the roof painted. Because you're there. But they think they ought to be getting that pay. I'm worth more than that. Oh, really? How much experience do you have in that area? Well, I've studied about it. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with some people that have took the classes. Just because you took a class don't mean no, you know how to do nothing. You can take an electricity class, but when you stick your hand in on 120 or 240, you realize you might not know a whole lot. Kids need to be taught by their fathers. Fathers need to take on, once you have a kid, you ought to take the responsibility of that kid and be a father to that kid. The father is responsible for imparting 50% of what the child needs into it to make sure that it becomes a productive member of society. See, you fellas, you're looking at. Listen, I applaud single parents that work so hard to raise good kids. I really applaud them. That would have to be a very, very hard job. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Children need input from both males and females, mothers and fathers. Amen. They need that. See, that's... Stephanie said it just a few minutes ago. You know, the male needs the dad there so that he can teach his son how to be a gentleman and how to treat a girl, a lady, when he's around them. He needs that. He needs to be told that. Because there's things about males that you females don't know, and that's most of us are crazy. Maybe you already figured that out by now. And when we're young crazy. Okay? So the male needs to be set down and taught a few things by his father. Amen. Sometimes that's taught by example, and sometimes it's taught with a belt. But they need to be taught. The young ladies need the male influence in their life. They need to be set down by the father and talked to about that little boy they like. And he needs to explain to her what's on the mind of that young man. Because things have changed a lot. I'm getting older, and I the world's changed a lot as far as ladies go and that kind of thing. Because it used to be the men were more wild, but anymore it seems like it's kind of 50-50. But you know, a lot of times the lady, the girl, is kind of thinking, you know, I want to find a man that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. That's kind of what's on their mind when they're boy shopping. I'm going to tell you, young ladies that are here, just like I told my daughter, that boy, he's not wife shopping. See, you're looking at me real funny. Most likely, he's out for sex. It got real quiet. Can't we talk about sex in church? Ought to be talked about a little bit more. Maybe some people would remember what kind of sex they are. Right? You know, we make things such a taboo, and the Bible talks about the marriage bed being undefiled. Maybe that's why we have so much problem anymore. Things need to be taught, what's right and what's wrong. What God says about those things so that they understand when pornography comes over their phone that that's not of God. See, you ought to be checking to see what your kids are watching on their phones and that kind of thing. That's a dad's responsibility to say, give me your phone. That's my phone. You ain't got no business. Let me see your phone contract. It's quiet. They're telling you that's their phone. They don't have a job. How are they paying for that phone? As long as that phone's in my name, I have a right to look at that phone anytime I want to. Yes, but what about their privacy? If they're doing things on that phone they don't want you to see, then they're doing things on that phone they shouldn't be. And you better understand that. Well, they'll be mad at me and hate me. That's part of being a parent. They are going to hate you sometimes. I can remember I got so mad at my mom one time. I went outside and laid on the glider and got a hold of the glider and bent the glider and beat on the glider. And if she'd have caught me, she'd whip me again. At that moment, I probably hated her. But you know what? That didn't last long. Kids will blow up. That's part of the training process. Now, I'm not going to let my kid look me in the face and say, I hate you. That's grounds for another whipping. Yeah, I know some of you are going to just put them in the corner. That really hurts. Oh man, that just hurts them so bad when you put them in a corner. That corner is just torture. When you come out of a whipping and you got some stripes on your legs, you remember the stripes. I know that. You're talking about abuse. No, I'm just talking about what the Bible says. Chastising your child, teaching your child, and sometimes that takes a whipping. You say, well, you're just old school. How come the kids I'm seeing around are nuts? Most of the rest of us that got whipped, we seem to be pretty solid ground. We're not trying to call the police on you because we can't have what we want. This is probably not a very good Father's Day message, but the greatest responsibility of the father is to take the time to become a dad to their children. That's the greatest responsibility. Now, I know that a lot of times we're working and we said, oh, we're working to give our kids a better life, you know, a life that we always wanted them to have in that time. But you've got to understand something. Most kids would rather spend time with dad and the rest of the family than they would all the things that you can buy them. Because it means something to the kids to have dad spend time with them. And I'm going to tell you something, dads. Kids grow up a lot faster than what you think. Man, we get so busy working sometimes and we're trying to make a living and we're wanting better things. And a lot of times we're wanting toys for ourselves. Right? And first thing you know, you look around and, man, they're grown. You know, I look around at Lillian now, you know, because I'm preaching to myself. I'm telling you, I know what it's like to work away from home and just come home on the weekends or whatever and just see your kid, you know, a couple of days a week and whatever. And first thing you know, they're grown. And all the stuff you miss in between, trying to get money to give them a better life. But you miss that life with them. Now, as a grandparent, I've got to enjoy most of Lillian's life, but I just look around at her now and I, beautiful little young lady running around out there in high heels. I'm like, whoa. You know, right now 10. It's unbelievable how fast time goes. And so time with your kids, dads, that's the most important thing you can do is spend the time with them and be with them as a family. Let them see the family together because God instituted that family. The strongest thing on this earth is a family unit. Did you hear me? The strongest thing on this earth is a family unit because usually that family unit gets in agreement and there's nothing more powerful than a prayer of agreement when they're praying together. That's why the world is trying to destroy the family. That's why there's such an attack on families. It's because the devil wants to tear the family down, divide and separate. That's why you see the divorce rate just as high in the church as it is in the world. And so, Dad, you need to know that. You need to spend time with your kids to make sure that they know that you are Dad. Because children need the mentorship of their father. Now, the most important, I'll try to hurry, the most important task of the father is to be the spiritual leader of the home. Do I need to say that one more time? The most important task of the father is to be the spiritual leader of his home. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. See, it's up to fathers to be the spiritual leader in the house. It's sad that in most households, the mothers are the spiritual leaders. It's changing some, but for a long time, when you went to church, you saw a whole lot more women than you saw men. It's starting to change, thank God. But here's the thing you've got to understand, dads. Statistics say that if the father goes to church, 97% of the time, everybody else in the family will come to church too. Think about that one right there. If the daddy comes to church, the family will come with him. Isn't that astounding? I understand the statistic, but then that it begs the question, why will dads not come to church? It's the question pastors are asking everywhere I go. How do we get people to come to church? If we could get the dads to come, everybody else would come too. Men in all of our masculinity and all of our, you know, pride, you know, we don't need to come to church like that. We got things we need to do. No, we need God more than we need anything else in our life. If we're going to be able to be anything in this world, we need God in our life first, because He comes first. Amen. And so the kids need that spiritual mentorship from their fathers. They need to be taught how to love. They need to be taught how to... 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, which is love. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. It's love. The greatest thing, greater than faith. Think about that for a minute. Greater than faith, greater than hope, is love. Why is that? Because faith works by love. That's what the Bible says. And so fathers need to be teaching their kids love. And they need to be teaching it by example to them and to their mother. The greatest thing that kids can see is that their father loves them. And the next greatest thing they can see is that their father loves their mother. It got real quiet. Your kids don't need to see mom and dad fighting, quarreling, even really disagreeing. Amen. See, it's real quiet. I know we all fight in front of our kids, but they don't need to see that. Because most of the time, the kid thinks it's done something wrong to cause its parents to fight. They think they're the problem because you can't get along. They think they're the problem because you're stubborn, Dad, and you think you ought to have some time out with the boys when Mom's been at the house all the time taking care of the kids, cooking, washing the clothes and doing all, but you think you need time away. Why don't you reverse roles a little while and see how quick you need time off? Any of you men like to wash dishes? You like to wash dishes, AJ? Come to my house. I don't like to wash dishes. You got to help her. I'm saying that, but do you like it? Okay. Turn around. Turn around. You don't have a man bun, do you? No, I'm just kidding. We all got to help. But I'm just saying, if you've not done it, if you've not washed the clothes, if you've not cleaned the toilet, come on, right? You ought to try some of that. Instead of sitting around acting like you're the king and she's your servant. Get me this and get me that. She will because she loves you that much. But your kids need to see you loving her back and saying, baby, what can I get you? Could I go get you something from the refrigerator to drink? Tell you what, baby, tonight, you just take it easy with the kids. You guys go in there and watch something on TV. I'm going to fix supper tonight. I know I'm getting way out there now on some of you guys. Nothing else you can say. Baby, you take the evening off. I'm going to McDonald's. I'll bring us something back to eat. You won't have to cook anything. Right? See, I know it's not popular, but we want to be true dads. We want to be true fathers. This is Father's Day we're celebrating. And that's part of a father's job is to make sure the mother's doing okay too. Oh, come on now, church. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You know that well as I do. You men might as well just adjust your halos and quit acting like. You know how it is. Is she mad? The whole house is mad. Right? Kids come, Daddy, why's Mom mad? No, I've not been to your house, but I know what happens in your house because it happens in everybody's house. Right? So the kids just need to see that love between the mom and they need to feel that love themselves. And something else you've got to, again, we talked about it a little bit, but you've got to remember that loving your kids sometimes requires chastisement. Hey, amen. Somebody got some knotheads. He quit laughing. Okay. No, some kids are different. Okay, I'm just messing with you. Some kids have different temperaments, right? Stephanie was a child that after a little while, we didn't have to whip her very many times. She got the message real quick. And all you'd have to do is just give her the look. And whatever she's doing, she'd stop doing. She knew. Now, when she got, of course, to the rebellious age, around college or whatever, she's tried a few tricks. But, when you're full of the Holy Ghost and your mama full of the Holy Ghost, what happens is the Holy Ghost tells on you and you get caught trying to do things. She tried to sneak off a time or two with the girls at college and her mommy call her up and say, where are you at? I'm in the dorms. No, you're not. Where are you at? And of course, then the Holy Ghost would convict her and she'd tell where she's at. And, I don't know how much meanness she got in. I don't think a whole lot, but she would just try things, just to see what she could get away with. But the Holy Ghost wouldn't let her get away with most of that. Now, most time it was Mama that called, because I was not connected the way she was connected with Stephanie and that kind of thing. But see, what I'm saying is, there's those times that they misbehave, and so you've got to do something. I'll never forget Stephanie came home one time with orange hair. Remember that? I've seen Pastor Ed go. She walked in the door. Her mommy looked at her, and she said, you get upstairs right now and get that out of your hair. Now, if you've got orange hair in here today, forgive me, but that was just the way we raised our daughter, okay? That was that rebellious thing she wanted to do. You getting real quiet. You have to watch the little things because if you let little things go, then all of a sudden something big pops up and there you are. Let me give you some scriptures. so you'll quit looking at me like I'm a bad daddy. Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope. See that? And let not thy soul spare for his crying. Can anybody see that? That's not me. That's the Word of God. While there's hope, you can't wait till they're 19 years old and then try to tell them what to do. You got to start while they're little to teach them the way they should go so they won't depart from it. Sometimes that requires a whipping. And it don't matter how much they cry, and they will. Let me just to see if I'm on track here. How many of you all ever fake cried when you was getting a whipping so that they'd quit whipping? Be honest now. Yeah, well, my dad's was real whippings, okay? Mommy's was mad whippings. So I could actually cry when Mama's whipping and she'd quit because it'd break her heart. I learned that quick, okay? Children learn quick, okay? They learn quick. And so it says, chase them while there's hope, while you still got a chance to chase them. Listen, kids will do a lot. They're smart. They're smart. Listen, if animals are smart, kids are smart. I was laughing at Stephanie last night. How many of y'all know Stephanie got a new dog? You know, and we've been, I rub it. I love the little old dog, you know, and stuff. When I guess our yard is now the park for that dog to come. But I got tickled at her because, you know, she's got friends that have dogs and they train them to do things and all this stuff. And he's already learned if he'll sit and be still till she says something, he can get his food and that kind of. But she's also taught him, of course, one thing that when you're training them, you train them to do, like to hit a bell, push a button or something when they need to go outside. So she had trained the little dog. She's trained it that when it needs to go outside to use the bathroom, hit the bell, they'll let it out. But he's also smart enough that he's learned that when he wants to go out and just play around, he hits the bell and she'll let him out and he just goes out and runs around. He didn't need to use the bathroom. He just found out I can get outside if I hit the bell. So if a dog can learn that, your kids can learn to do some things to you too. Mama will let me go if I do this. Ding! Right? So you have to get them while they're young, chasten them. Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Now, I didn't say this. God said this. Foolish, why does it say, what he's talking about here, folks, is kids don't know. They've got a lot of crazy ideals and they're not old enough to put it all together. Anybody? I can remember that. I can remember when I was 16, I thought my dad was just absolutely out of his mind, didn't know nothing. Found out he was a lot smarter than what I knew when I got older. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but, everybody say but, the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Audience don't like that. I can tell that just real quick. You don't like that. The rod of correction. Again, you do not have to abuse a child. You just make the child know that if you do wrong, you're going to get spanked. And you're going to get spanked hard enough to feel it. It's going to hurt. If it don't hurt, it's not driving anything. You want to drive a nail into a board with a hammer, you can't just sit there and tick. You got to hit the thing hard enough to drive the nail. I know that sounds so cruel in today's society. They probably won't just lock me up. Spanking your child on the butt. On the butt. Not slapping in the face. Not hitting in the head. Not abusing that child. But spanking your child on the butt. I really believe that that's the reason God gave us a little extra meat back there. Because He knew He was going to be putting the rod in there, you know. Right? that's going to teach your child that you're the dad, you're the mom, you're the parent, and you do what I say. I'm the boss, you're not. Oh, come on. If you do that, you won't be in Walmart and embarrassed because your 6 or 7 year old is taking a fit back in the aisle because you won't buy it a toy and everybody's looking at you and now you can't do anything because if you do, then somebody will call somebody on you. Because that's just the kind of idiots we've become. That's the society has done that. But there's nothing wrong with spanking your child. You have the Word of God on it. Now, the Word of God gets a little rough, you know, because Proverbs 13:24 says, "He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him betimes." That means a lot of times. I could have went on with the other scripture said that you'll beat your child with the rod and he'll not surely die, because the Bible says that too. But I'm trying to be a little political correct, just to let you know that it's okay to spank your kids. The right way. Teach them. Daddies need to be able to discipline the children. Mommy should not have to discipline the children all the time. I know it's tempting, but you shouldn't chastise your kids while you're angry. Because you're trying to show them that you love them at the same time you're trying to teach them. So if we want to be the dads that we're supposed to be, then we need to, let's be biblical about being dads. Let's be men about being dads. Let's be the right kind of fathers to lead a household and raise up children that when they go out into society, people will look at them and know there's something about them. Amen. Now, I understand that kids will be kids, but if when they've been raised right, they'll watch their manners when they're around other people. Now, they may, when they get by themselves and get around home, they may get loose. I'm sure, you know, you got to Tiana and Brooklyn back there, sisters. Now, they're very well behaved here at church and when you get out around and see them. But I guarantee at home, there's sometimes that her and Tiana has a pretty good scuffle. Because that's what sisters do. That's what brothers do. That's what that brother and sister do. You know. But you're taught, and when you teach them right, you get them out around public, you get them around people, and people look and say, well, that's the best well-behaved child I've ever seen. Well, you don't know everything, but yeah, that's a good start, though, right? At least they're not acting up out in public. You've taught them that much. There's things that the dad needs to be able to teach, and the mom back up the dad while he's teaching it. Come on now, if it's biblical and it's right and he's teaching them the right way, then moms, you've got to get in there, even if it means a spanking. You can't go in there and break it up. Come on now, because that child needs to see that you and daddy, you're in agreement. I deserve a spanking and I'm getting a spanking and mommy realizes it too. Because if not, ladies, you're opening yourself up to be the sucker. Because they found out a weak spot. There's a clinch in the armor there, and they'll take advantage of that. Amen. I'm just teaching the truth. But it's time, church, for men to start standing up. In the world we're living in, and we start looking around, it's time for men to start being men and daddies to start being daddies. The government shouldn't have to keep up kids because men won't take responsibility for fathering a child. Amen. You say, well, you know, they've got this program or that program. You know, I think they ought to have to work on those programs. Yes. Say what? Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of places out here can't find anybody to work. You're going to draw a check. We're going to give you something to cause you to draw that check. Not just lay around the house and smoke dope all day because you don't want to be responsible. I mean, come on. Be a dad. Make sure that you're putting in the time for being a dad. After you get tired of cutting weeds beside the road or whatever it is you have to do, you might decide you want to get a job that makes real money. Just thought, you know. I mean, I know it don't fly in this society, but I'm just thinking old school here, you know. I'm going to tell this and I'll just hush. Okay. It's a true story. And I probably think I've told it before, but An old preacher told me this, actually my first pastor ever. He told me this story, just not far from where I live. There was a man there that had a family, a wife and kids. And that wife and kids were basically starving because the man would not work. He would not provide. He was a drunk, an alcoholic, and he wouldn't provide for his family. Matter of fact, the neighbors would take food to their house to make sure the kids and the mother had something to eat. We're talking old, okay, old school, back even before my time, okay, way back there. And the men in the neighborhood got together, walked down, knocked on the man's door, and when he came out on the porch, they whooped the far out of him. And they said, if you don't start taking care of your family, we'll be back. Guess what he did? He got him a job, started taking care of his family. Sometimes, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that's what we ought to do, but I'm just saying, you know, the government ought not be doing it. You didn't, I just got two or three amens, but you wouldn't be getting taxed near what you're getting taxed if everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing concerning their families, and especially dads concerning their children. Because your tax money goes to that. You get to take care of somebody else's kid with your money because they won't. That's why I'm teaching what I'm teaching. Men need to be men. Fathers need to be fathers and take care of their families. Amen. Stand to your feet with me. I don't know if I've helped anybody. Probably made two or three mad at me, but that's okay. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, that the words we said, Father God, first of all, I just repent. I ask you to forgive me if I said anything that I shouldn't say, Father. But I feel like, Father God, that we've come to this place now, Lord God, that it's time for us to get a hold of the Word and for men to get a hold of the Word and fathers to get a hold of the Word and be husbands to their wives and fathers to their children. God, I ask you to help us, Lord, to see biblically, Father God, and to recognize in the world when we see how wrong the world has gone so that it'll bring us back to your Word, to knowing what the true standard of living and the true standard of a family, the true standard of a father is, because you are our example of a good father. So help us now, Father God, Lord, as we leave here today, to realize and know how blessed we are to have a father like you. We give you glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen.